Hi, I'm Linda, and my two teachers are here. Bonnie Anthony was also my first teacher, and Anna DeLore, so humble to be with you. When I first went to India 20 years ago, I wasn't a teacher. I was a curious student. Bonnie would always talk about Gita and Guruji over and over and over in class, example after example, reading out of Yoga Rahasya, you know, going over poses after poses. And I was like, what is with this family? I need to go and find out. So I did. I went 20 years ago, and it changed my life.
1998?
It was 2000, 19 years ago. But it truly changed my life in many ways. It changed my vocation. It changed my direction. And I didn't know how much she really meant to me until she passed away.
Linda was in Pune in December. And you know, to have studied at the feet of a teacher and to, Anna said, to kind of channel that, but to be such a receptacle, and then for her to not be there is kind of intense.
We all knew she wasn't well, but the vigor with which she taught, she was sitting in a chair and she would be teaching. And what you haven't heard so much, you heard it when you heard her chanting. She had a very strong presence. She wasn't, her voice was very, very prominent. So I wanted to just tell you about one episode. The first year I went, I was upside down in Shirshasana, and we were doing Upavista. And I was really trying hard to like look like I knew what I was doing, or at least making the effort to do what she was asking us to do. And then all of a sudden she comes, she's in front of me. She's standing there in front of me. And she says, "Why are you vomiting out your body parts?" That's all she said, and I'm like petrified, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, with my belly hanging out, my feet going out. And then, I mean, it was, I was truly, I didn't know what to do, because she didn't say anything more, but all she did was, she took a finger, and she just guided it on my outer calf muscle, from the outer knee up to the outer ankle, and it just sucked my skin to my flesh to the bone. I got more stable. The pose just became different. And it's those magical moments that happen to you when you're in India that provoked me to go back. So I went back 8 other times, studied with her 3 times here. And I actually wanted to talk about when I was there in February also for the month, in addition to December. I had never gone twice in a year. And so I had planned to go in February. In that month of February, again, we knew she wasn't well. I didn't know if she was going to teach. But you're sitting for the invocation, and the assistants are putting her props up on the platform. And so then I kind of knew she was going to be there. Didn't really know, but she was there. So that month in February of 2018, she taught twice a week. When I went there initially in 2000, she taught 5 times a week. I also want to just say, Guruji was there then, but it was Gita who was my teacher. I've always known Gita as my teacher. And so in February, she taught the whole month. Well, you were there. Yeah, who cares? The whole month was on Padmasana variations. From the standing, from the basic sitting to esoteric Padmasana that it's beyond my level, so I've never even looked at those poses. But at some point in the middle of the month, there were people with knee problems, ankle problems, and she's saying to these people who are teachers, don't go to the medical class. You should not be in medical. You should know how to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. That she has taught so much that you should know how to take care of yourself. And at one point, she looked at all of us and she said, "You are all full of fear. Have some courage." She said, "We are all getting older and have injuries. Take some courageous actions and deal with it." She said, "You think this class is about Padmasana. It's not about Padmasana. It's about having the courage to work with your problems." That's what she was trying to teach us. She said, "You have to go beyond the body to get to the soul. To invoke the Lord is not easy when doing difficult poses. You have to have the effort to go to the light. The Lord will not be able to remove the darkness if you don't make the effort." And one of the last things I wanted to say was that at the celebration in December, Abhi asked Gita what would make her happy. And Gita said, "All who have studied with Guruji give a little shadow." She meant shadow like reflection. She said, "All of who have studied with Guruji give a little shadow, give a little light." And I want to end with, for all of us who have studied with Gitaji, give a little shadow, give a little light. That's what I'm trying to do with my teaching. Thank you. Welcome.